Matilda, congratulations. A tough race that one because you're all together in the bike leg. So what was your plan hopping off the bike?
Yeah, I think I'm one that likes to pace myself coming off the bike. So I sort of just settled in and then I found myself at the front and just had to take it, yeah, one step at a time, I guess. The bike was pretty strategic, more so than brute strength today. The girls weren't too keen on rolling through, so I knew they were either hurting or I was just feeling good, so thankfully it was the latter.
You had a big enough break towards the end that you were able to enjoy the finish, you know. I think you were smiling 100 metres before the line, weren't you?
Yeah, I think I hit the second lap and I was like, okay, just keep it together and we might be able to get the win.
Charlotte McShane was with you for a fair way, but you apologised to her after the race, I noticed. What for?
Yeah, we just had to exchange a few words on the bike, I guess. Not all the girls are rolling through, so it's all things can be said on the course, but when we finish, we're all friends. Yep. So, yeah.
So it gets pretty competitive out there then?
Yeah, for sure. I guess, like, I raced Charlotte a few weeks ago, and she out-sprinted me, so I knew it would be who had the legs on the day, and today was me.
What's next for you this year?
I've got a Lillaboa in a couple of weeks, so that's the under-23 world qualification, so hopefully I can do all right there.
So your next big target is the outboard under-23?
If I can qualify, but just taking it day by day and staying healthy and happy and enjoying what I'm doing.
So where does this rank in your career success-wise?
Well, this is my first elite national win.
Oh, really?
So,
well done. Congratulations.
It's a good one.
Let's hear now from the Devonport Triathlon elite men's winner, Matt Hauser, going back-to-back after winning the event last year as well.
Congratulations. It's only 24 hours since I was talking to you, and you've lived up to it back-to-back, so you must be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, always a pleasure to come back here to Devonport and experience some great success. It was a tough race out there. I got pushed all the way. I was working well with Matt Roberts, my fellow training partner from the Gold Coast, on the bike, and we were able to get a decent lead going onto the run, and I managed to hold my form and finish off the job, so I was quite pleased with that.
I was actually riding the motorcycle in front of you on the bike leg, and I noticed that a couple of times that the pack sort of came back to you, but you were wary of that because when you see them on the turns and you picked up the pace when you needed to, I guess.
Yeah, I think Robbo and I just held a really good rhythm throughout it all, and we stayed positive and stay onto it. We knew the others would start thinking about the run eventually, so we just needed to keep pushing forward and then keep pushing over that hill. And then Robbo was great on the technical downhill sections, and I let him take that part. And we worked well together as a team.
You said yesterday that your run leg was your strongest leg, and that certainly proved to be the case.
Yeah, I think, but it was the race was set up from the swim bike for me. The run was just finishing off the job, and it was hard out there. You know, I'm not going to lie, I was pretty puff when I finished off, but that was due to the good work that I did early on in the race, so really pleased with how I set myself up.
Matt Roberts, your training partner, with you for a fair bit of the race. Do you talk much when you're on the course?
Only when we need to. I guess it's just conserving energy and getting our breath back, but yeah, we're encouraging each other out there and making sure we both push along for a good result in the end. I mean, he finished up with fourth. I'm sure we'll be pleased with that and the way the race panned out as well.
How does it set you up for the rest of the year now?
It's a great confidence booster. I mean, going forward, knowing that the form's there and I can continue to build and training, it's a great positive for me, and hopefully I can get on the top step at a few more races this year.
And the ultimate game goal, of course, is the Commonwealth Games.
Commonwealth Games, exactly right. Hopefully some team success there for Australia.
And then you can come back and maybe do a three-peat.
That's it, hopefully. Next year, let's do it.
Well done, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers.